Programming is pretty funny. And it isn't just about inside jokes. I think it is just that programmers are happy people. At least when they are not being overprotective of the wrong languages they become good at, or supremely questionable program ideas that go out of control when they go public. I myself have been the butt of a horrible joke. I was briefly acquainted with a cheerful young lady who had an eye for company swag. And she dragged me, along with her mom and husband, to one such event. And as she was bagging all the refrigerator magnets, I slowly had a PTSD moment looking over the endless b***ing cubicles. And the gent, who instantly saw through that poor woman's magnet addiction, walked up to me, curious why I wasn't stealing all the stuff. "What do you do?" he asked me. And I said,
"I'm a computer scientist."
His face immediately became rosy and subtly cheerful, and he slowly backed away to his Windows 98 with solitaire, sciencey computer, scientific card game for scientists. I have since retired from computer science, and today refuse to discuss most of my ideas. Perhaps short of how to properly save a file on a multi-process, multi-user system. Curiously, the same damn thing happened when I introduced myself as a professional philosopher. That bastard was unable to control his expression. And after all the years since, I figured out that the only kind of philosopher that he was familiar with was the ilk that takes long bathroom breaks. In his culture, those bethroned thinkers are referred to as genuine philosophers. God damn. I remember him slowly moving away and whispering something imperceptibly. Alas, with the face of a man that is whispering, "So am I." That was the last time I took my career seriously. And with one out of control introduction where I said I was a shit squishing redneck before I could stop myself, this was in context of bravely talking about the care of enormous dangerous horses and to bravely show that I can really do it, which I couldn't. And to this day, I think that riding animals is too weird. Please don't do it whenever possible, and please don't eat them either. Since, I have been introducing myself as a professional troublemaker, which turned out to be a magical way to keep everyone away. My greatest funny mistake was to crawl out of a dark dungeon of a classroom where programmers were volunteering for charities, stepping into the sun to have a photo taken, and then uttering, "I am going to sparkle like vampires from Twilight," way before I could stop myself. I later called a boy who called me Superman, Lois, and just a week ago or two, remembered his real name. It was Brian, Brian from Microsoft. He said, "Hey, Superman." And I was like,
"Good morning, Lois."
I was tired. I was only trying to return a joke. And I only wear the Superman shirt. I don't pay attention to the cast of characters. Yeah, I admit, there are some iffy insider jokes. But the language of technology is so fantastically broad and ambiguous that all the cracks fall on deaf ears no matter how hard you try. To me, this is amazing, because you can load an office meeting with so much crap about male agents and explorers of internet and the superhighway that they ride to get to work, that only that lonely and forlorn office stoner that stopped giving a damn ages ago will actually appreciate it for a change. as a kind of a sick and sophisticated philosophical poetry. My favorite funny event is on the internet, in a speech about organizing code. Very true, very funny, and good technology too. Search the internet for Codemania 2013, Backbone and Marionette. As with all things, we have to guard against toxic environments. Advancing in the world of programming is as delicate as the most fanciful chocolate sculpture from France. There isn't a job that will be respectful of this journey. It matters not what the promises are. When you work as a programmer, you stop being a fanciful scientist or inventor and become a distracted one. But if you can stay on the path of joy, excellence, and achievement, then it is hard not to say that programming isn't somehow an extension of laughter. I can't explain this, like, at all. I remember this one programming event where there was only one person on a team. And it is not that he wasn't able to solve the challenge he was presented with, but he realistically didn't even attempt to do it, and instead programmed a tiny little thing that would measure microphone volume and crudely animate Patrick Stewart's bottom chin to it. And this crude little cartoon, damn all the rest, was the winner. And the illustration and proof that programming is just as much about laughter as it is about innovation, invention, and science. Last but not least, I must absolutely mention the jargon file here, otherwise somewhat known as the New Hacker Dictionary. The metasyntactic variable section may just be the most revealing thing about a programmer, as it captures them at their most airheaded. I especially like the French toto titi tata tutu and gork, which is British. I myself used the word flarp in code just yesterday, and have no regrets whatsoever. I also used the word hork during heavy lifting exercises. I use it in the incredible hork horking up a hairball sense, which, as far as I can tell, is yet to be catalogued. Single word description of a programmer? Throwies. Somber, serious, contemplative on the surface, but at heart, out of control, colorful, powerful, happy, cheerful, lovers of life. Lovers of life who do things for reasons. Reasons so complex and so layered and multiplexed and out of this world that very few could ever possibly hope to grasp them, and eventually none ever will.